Brad, do you want to talk a little bit just so we can get a little bit of your audio on the test here?
I'd prefer not to. No, I'm joking. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Cool, cool, cool.
I'm talking also and talking about stuff.
Nice. What kind of Aqua Wizard stuff did you do this week?
What did I do? Aqua Wizard stuff?
Yeah.
I made a fake music video while I was working.
Yeah. That was cool.
That's about all I did.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Yeah, you also did that like
Andrew had
artwork too.
Oh yeah. Dude. That was incredible. How did is any of that AI or is that all like manually made by you?
Well, oh no. It's mostly AI that I cut apart and then blended together.
Okay. The Trident threw me off. I was like, there's no way I
put that.
There's no way AI has thought of our Trident idea.
No.
I was very impressed if it was. Yeah.
And whatever, like the AI used to generate the picture that the wizard was originally in was really bad faces. So I had to go in and like paint his face. And it's still kind of sketchy, but it was just real quick. Mm-hmm. And then I put the Trident in there, and like the whole Trident thing wasn't originally there, but I couldn't get it to make the underwater scene with the wizard in it, no matter how much I tried rewriting the prompt. So then I just wrote two separate prompts and had it generate two images, and then I cut the wizard out of one and put it in the other one, and then tried to fix the shading so it looked like it belonged there.
You know why AI couldn't think to put the wizard underwater is because we're just like so innovative that that concept doesn't exist.
I agree. I think that's exactly what happened.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that.
I ended up putting wizard in the prompt multiple times. Like there is definitely a wizard in this picture.
And it was still not definitely a wizard.
The crustaceans kept getting more monstrous, but there was never a wizard.
There is no question that there is a wizard here.
I've been sort of working on let me pull it up.
Pulling up some stuff. I was gonna say
very early.
While you're pulling, excuse me.
Yeah.
While you're pulling that up, I was goofing around yesterday in Adobe Premiere, making a video for the first podcast, because it might be kind of neat to have videos for each podcast that we do. And I was goofing around with the automated transcription and closed captioning, and it did a terrible job, and I don't think it once actually put Aqua Wizard ever. It just... had no clue what we were talking about the entire time.
God damn. That's hilarious. I mean, that's just how original we are, you know? Again.
Exactly, yeah.
So, good sign.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's been...
Speaking of that art you did, Brad, I feel like you should... Not that this is a formal request, but it would be pretty sweet if you made like a podcast image...
Image,
you know,
I don't know, Trident or something.
Yeah, something that says the Aqua Wizard cast or whatever, and the logo or something.
Be better than what I currently have up there.
I do enjoy that because
it's a square cropping of an otherwise vertical logo. So whatever.
Yeah. And I also like how you keep like just reusing it and changing it every time and
changing the
changing color and not getting rid of the original text. Like you just keep putting text over text.
That's actually how I keep generating a new one, is I just open the last one or one of the last ones I made, and then I goof with the colors, and then I just lazily plop on some new text or whatever. So
yeah. I do enjoy that.
Oh, that's why it's taking forever. Like my RAM usage is super high. My laptop is not my desktop. Not handle as much.
Yeah, it took, because that podcast is almost 2 hours long, it took like, I have not had to sit and wait for something to process for hours in a long time. And it must have taken like 3 or 4 hours with like the upload and everything. It was like nuts.
Jeez.
But yeah, I did go ahead and speaking of just like going ahead and doing podcasts, I went ahead and did a the video version of the first podcast. And what I did was I stole Andrew's video that he did, our music videos, because I do want to talk with, you know, him and make sure it's cool before we post the official music videos. But
yeah,
I think this podcast, the visual podcast, I just posted unlisted, actually, if I think about it, maybe. I don't know. So anyway.
Cool. I had the same idea when you posted that thing in Discord. I was like, Andrew's little thing he made for the beginning of those videos with the spinning sun thing, that's like a perfect little thing you could put on the ones that don't have video.
Totally.
Yeah. You could just go in and edit each one to say like whatever episode it is as like a title or, you know, whatever. But yeah, I had the same thought.
I do
also
think,
in terms of, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's just a quick idea. It would also be neat to have a visual of like audio meters moving with the audio. I don't know. Something that,
yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
That like corresponds to the sound that's happening at the moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be cool.
I take it back. I'll wait to show this until it's a little further. I'll show you, but it's really early. So
okay.
Don't expect cool. too much.
The beta prototype. Watch stream.
Watching stream.
Hoo-hoo-hoo.
Oh, nice.
This looks very promising.
Yes.
Like the end result's going to be like sketchy and kind of like doodled. So like that's why it looks, I mean, there's gonna be more stuff in it, but
nice. I like the progress so far.
Me too.
I really like that wizard sketch. Like that's very much Aqua Wizard vibes.
Yeah, for sure. And I like the kind of two mountain peaks on either side.
That's yeah. I'm thinking like having some like trippy fish, like, kind of coming out of the water a little bit, like just some weirdness.
Yeah. Definitely get weird with it.
I don't know. I still haven't quite decided. Like, this is just kind of like the sketch with figuring out what colors I want to use. We'll see.
I like that blue a lot and the green with it,
right?
Like everything
kind of a washed out with like a more pigmented green.
I like that
totally. Feels good, man.
Feels great. Oh, speaking of those music videos that Andrew made,
I hate it.
We should definitely ask him how he feels about that, because he has said to me before that he's like, I don't want to make the From the Basement video thing unless it's like really good, like exactly what I'm envisioning and stuff, and like, so maybe he might not be super into posting that until it's like the thing he actually thought of or wants to do.
I respect that.
It turned out pretty, I think it did turn out pretty well for just, he was really just doing like some little test shots and stuff. So
yeah,
it was pretty dope that he was able to make that out of that.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. I just got inspired with stuff and did the little video promo thing, and I don't know. This is just a good week to work on Aqua Wizard stuff.
Nice.
Maybe a good couple weeks, I would say. So just
your work has settled a little bit.
Well, it's kind of more one of those things where you kind of want to think about something else, and so you just work on things that distract you.
Yeah. Yes.
Plus, you know, just all the activity of like, okay, it's cool to see, you know, some, you know, just people like moving files, even just moving files around on Google Drive. It's just kind of like, cool, stuff's happening.
Yeah, there's activity. Yeah, the Discord, I think, has helped a lot with that. It's an easy way to see all the activity and stuff.
Yeah, and you can like, I like Discord because you can just kind of throw some stuff in there and it doesn't overwhelm people, even though at first it kind of does. You're like, oh my God, look at all these messages. I don't know, like, what's... But if you really, like, focus mm-hmm. on it, you can kind of like, oh, I see, you know, what kind of what's going on at a glance, you know?
Yeah, it's just like, it's sort of like posting to a board that you can go look at it your leisure.
Yeah, I'm goofing around with like the threads feature versus replies just to kind of see how different they behave in the interface, and I'm like, it mm-hmm. it makes sense. It also makes sense when people are like, I don't feel like using this, and then you just reply in the main thread. Like, it still makes sense. As long as it makes sense, then
right. Yeah.
You know, it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it is nice. It's like very organized. Too.
Works for a lot of different
approaches. It almost feels kind of like a forum mm-hmm. mixed with I mean, I guess it's like Slack basically.
It's even a little better than Slack in my opinion.
Not that hard,
but
I like Slack.
No, I do too. It has different features, and I guess one thing, Discord doesn't really have like reminders or whatever, which is fine. I don't really want it to. So just full disclosure, I've been recording this whole time. Just to make sure the recording works, I guess. I don't know.
I think that's illegal.
Oh.
Is Indiana or Michigan a one-party consent state? Because
I believe so.
Oh, no. Okay, then. Okay.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah, he's good.
Whatever.
Old switcheroo.
Yeah. I never said I stopped recording. Maybe we could just send this to Andrew. Just be like, hey, here's what you missed. Or not.
Oh, yeah. Recap.
Yeah. He can listen back to it at, like, double speed or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Google Drive channel ended up being way more annoying. I already told Sean this, but it ended up being way more annoying than I anticipated, because the integration is only basically, it doesn't handle updates to subfolders. It's only the main folder you set up. So like when I initially set it up, I just had it set up for AquaWizard, the folder. And then people like uploaded things to the subfolders, and it doesn't send updates about that. So I had to copy the flow for each folder that is in there, and then add it. So now it mostly works, and Terry's doing his job.
Nice.
I love that. I love the picture that I found for him, though. It's like exactly how I imagine.
He's Yeah. Hard-working American right there. It's weird because he's Canadian. That, you know. Go figure.
Is he Canadian?
I'm pretending that Terry's Canadian. And But he just loves
like
America.
He's a very patriotic
big fan.
Canadian-American.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Sweet. What time is it? Oh, it's almost 7. That's cool. I figured the only thing I really had on my agenda for this podcast meeting, this is turning into a podcast, I guess. I don't know. It just kind of happened. It's just to kind of review stuff we did this week, which is what we've been doing this whole time. So, good job.
True. Yes.
We got the seahorsing around woohoo idea. Nice.
Oh yes.
And yeah,
you finally uploaded that. I forgot.
And yeah, we have the note about how there's a different melody for the second woohoo. So that's a good one to kind of a little note there.
Yes. To note, yeah. I don't remember what it was, but I remember being like, that is better.
So, I'm sure it'll all come together.
You just access that part of your brain again. And
it is weird how when you're like, I'll be playing a song and then I'm like, and now I remember it. Just kind of comes out of nowhere.
It's like it comes out of the subconscious somewhere and you're like, holy shit, there it is. Yeah.
It's nuts.
But yeah, play around with it if you want and see if you can think of the right thing if you can.
Totally.
Yeah, I totally forgot about Through. I really like the...
Oh, yeah, that was a cool... Yeah, I like that one.
There's a few different versions of it where one version has like a 3-4 part in the chorus. It's kind of hard to remember, so I think I did a later version where it's all 4-4. So
that makes sense.
Mm. Yep. Yeah, we could revive that one.
Why not?
Add another tool to our tool belt.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I threw up in the Google Drive a bunch of old Drown and old AquaWizard demos because I realized the only music we had in the Drown drive, AquaWizard drive, was just the AquaWizard EP and all the stuff we've been doing lately. So, yeah, that's all up in like a... Oh, wait. Hi, this is Sean Ashcraft signing off on AquaWizard Podcast, just in case this becomes a podcast. And if it's not a podcast, then you can ignore this message. Okay. Thanks.